Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Ask the expert on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Standard Life. Retirement needs to be redefined. And as retirement experts, we're on a mission to do it.
Now, are you concerned about your loved one's hearing decreasing, or are you considering getting a hearing aid yourself but unsure whether you actually need one or not? Well, to answer all your hearing-related questions, our Monday expert today is Rhea Finnegan of Blackberry Hearing, which has over 40 clinics nationwide. Rhea, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Now, I'll go straight into the questions because some of them are, you know, demanding an answer fairly quickly. My mother, who's 80, has dementia. Her hearing has deteriorated over the last year. So, is it possible to test a patient with dementia, and how might it be done? Her communication skills are poor. That's from Annette. And I having gone through a hearing test myself, I know you've got to listen and indicate what you're hearing, what you're not hearing.
It can be very difficult to test a patient with dementia. We would try certain things. So when we test people, we give them a little button to press when they hear the sound. If a person can't do that, we would ask them just to nod their head or give us a thumbs up. She would have to be able to communicate with us in some way to get an accurate threshold of her hearing. But we would certainly work around it to try the best way we could to get an accurate threshold for her.
Here's another one for an older person. My mother, 92, has hearing in only one ear, and the second ear has to be cleared out every 2 or 3 weeks because of the buildup of wax and dry skin. The hearing aid seems to be increasing the wax production. Is there anything we can do other than taking the hearing aid out, and what can be done with the dry skin in the ear? That's from Lorna.
Certainly. So once the wax is removed, if she's coming to a buildup of wax, I would say use wax removal drops every couple of nights. So there's a very good one that we use with our patients, and it's called Earol. I would start putting that in about 3 days after she gets the wax removed and use it every couple of nights just to keep the wax at bay and to prevent it from building up. That will moisten the ear canal as well, will help with the dry skin. If she suffers from extremely dry skin or psoriasis of the ears, then she should go to her GP and she could get a steroid antibiotic cream that she could rub on it for the short term whenever there's a bad flare up.
Susan wants to know, how do I successfully remove wax from my ear because it's causing a hearing problem?
Okay, so there's two ways you can do it. Your GP can syringe the wax out using warm water, or there's a safer method called microsuctioning, which we use. So that kind of sucks the wax out of the ear. It's the most safe way of removing it. Before you get microsuctioning done, you need to use wax removal drops for at least 4 nights to soften the wax so that we can remove it easily. If you want to use the wax drops at home to remove the wax, you'd be doing that every night for about 2 weeks before you'd effectively remove all of the wax from your own ears.
Do some people have more of a wax buildup than others?
Yeah, some people are just more prone to wax buildup. Wax, everybody has it. It's there to clean your ears from dirt and germs. It's just that as people get older, their ear canals become more narrow. So the wax builds up a lot easier and it's harder to remove. So using the wax drops really helps in these situations.
I had an ear infection 4 weeks ago. It cleared up with an antibiotic, but I'm still finding it hard to hear in that particular ear. Is that normal? A question from Anne.
No, it's not normal. Unless it was a very severe infection, it may have impacted your hearing. But what we would usually see would be that people who have ear infections, their hearing is decreased temporarily for a few weeks after the infection. I would say to that person, if it doesn't clear up in the next week or so, I would go back to the GP and get another dose of antibiotics because it might not have cleared at all.
Okay, so monitor that carefully. My daughter's only 17, but she is saying she's struggling to hear. What should I do?
Okay, well, there could be many things that is causing this. This might be a wax buildup. If she is struggling to hear, I would bring her to an audiologist. We'll be able to determine if it's wax or if there is hearing loss there. But at 17 years old, it's very important that you get it seen too quickly because once she goes back to school, she needs to be able to hear clearly. So as soon as you get her to an audiologist, we'll be able to help.
How loudly we all listen to our phones, does that have an impact on hearing? My teenage sons have their earbuds sky high. Surely that cannot be good for them.
No, it's definitely not good. So any sounds over 85 decibels will start to impact your hearing the longer you listen to it. So it certainly should be below that level. There are some apps on the phones now that will tell you what level you're listening to your AirPods at. I have one on my iPhone and you can just watch what level it's at and you decrease it if it's in the excessive level.
Another question. My mother recently got hearing aids, but despite being back to have them adjusted, she will not wear them. She won't give a clear answer as to why she won't. Do you come across that regularly? People get them, but then, take them out when they should actually be wearing them. Are people embarrassed by them if they're very visible?
You see, when you get hearing aids, the younger you are when you get them, the easier it is to adjust to them. So for people in their 80s or 90s, it's a little bit harder than for those in their 60s, 70s, because it is a different type of sound. And you have to wear hearing aids from when you wake up in the morning till when you go to bed at night. And that's the only way you will adjust to the sound. It's no good getting hearing aids and putting them in for an hour or two here or there. So this lady probably hasn't adjusted to them. When she does put them in her ears, it's just overwhelming. It's too loud for her. So I would say if she starts to increase wearing them about an hour a day and then build it up, it'll be a lot easier for
Yeah.
her.
And this one here, I got new hearing aids last week for the first time. Cost me 3,570. There's a crackling sound in the background, even though I brought them back. The guy said I'd get used to the noise. Is this normal?
It can be at the beginning, but a lot is to do with the quality of the hearing aids. If they're not very good or excellent quality, sometimes that noise is there and you can't get rid of it. But a lot of that would be down to the fine tuning. So I would tell her go back to her provider just for them to have another look at them.
I mean, what should one pay for a hearing aid set for 2 years? Because how long is a piece of string? I mean, you can go to providers who are very publicly recognized for glasses around the country, but also do hearing. And literally, you can pay little or nothing, and you can pay €10,000.
Well, at BlackBerry Hearing, our prices start at 1,800 with the grant. So we provide very affordable hearing aids. It depends on the company themselves. They can charge more, they can charge less, but you just have to make sure you're getting a very good quality hearing aid.
Yeah, but how do you know? Because you might be paying for a brand name, a bit like fashion, mightn't
Well, your
necessarily be the
audiologist.
best tech.
Yeah, your audiologist will describe them to you. We describe it to all of our customers that come in, the different quality in the hearing aids. At the end of the day, it is down to the person's budget, but they should be going for a hearing aid that is of excellent quality if they want to get the best sound.
Another one here. My aunt is deaf in one ear but is reluctant to get a hearing aid as some of her friends find them difficult to use and also keep losing them. Is there a particular hearing aid that would be suitable and how much might it cost?
There are hearing aids that would be suitable, so she just has to get used to them first. A typical hearing aid for 1 year would be about €900 with the grant. That's what they start off at. Then we provide another hearing aid above that would be 1,400. Keeping them in her ears is just a matter of getting used to them. If you lose hearing aids, you can have them insured under your home insurance. So that kind of takes a little bit of the burden off you if you do lose it. Gives people a little bit of peace of mind. So I would definitely get the hearing aids insured as well.
My daughter has an itch in her ear and her wax smells bad. That's from Brian.
Okay, that could be an infection if the wax smells bad. There could be an infection there that's not causing that much pain. So straight to the GP for that. It'll help her as well to get that wax removed because that causes itchiness.
And a final question, a general one for all our listeners. How regularly should you get your hearing checked and getting a test done? I'm in my early 50s.
Should get your hearing checked annually, so once a year. And anybody that does have hearing aids, we would test them then probably once every 2 years. But once a year would be perfect.
Yeah. I doubt people do that, though, somehow,
They
Rhea.
don't, pe people don't look after their hearing. It should be like your GP. You go to your GP at least once a year. You go to your optician. You need to go to your audiologist as well.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us. That's Rhea Finnegan, audiologist from Blackberry Hearing. And that's all we have time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.